Fever. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Say, dear, have you seen
my car?
Hi, listen, have you seen my car key?
It's on a dresser.
No, it's not. I've looked all over for it.
Well, where's the one you keep hidden?
Well, that's the one I'm looking for. I lost the old one last week.
Now, look, dear.
Hey, Mom, I gotta have a coconut cake. Hi, Dad.
Good morning. Have you seen my car key?
A coconut cake?
Yeah, Mom, we're having a cake sale at school, and I signed you up for a coconut cake.
Well, dear, I guess I could get one today at the baker, and then you could take it tomorrow.
Gee, Mom, you can't do that. It's got to be baked at home.
Dear, come on. Sit down and have your coffee. Fever, look, I'll see what I can do.
Thanks, Mom. Bye, Mom.
Bye, honey.
Dear, are you sure you haven't seen my car key?
I saw it on the dresser. Dad? Say, Dad, would you please sign this?
Have you seen my car key?
If you just sign it right down there.
What is it?
Oh, it's just a thing saying I'm taking that in the school yearbook.
Well, now, wait a minute. How much does it cost?
Well, for $10, you can get a whole full page. And for $2, you can be an anonymous friend.
I'll think it over.
Well, but, Dad, it...
Wait a minute. It's my car key.
Say, Mom, would you like to buy an ad in the yearbook?
Oh, no, that's your father's department. Well, you want ad for the yearbook? Beaver has a cake sale? Sounds like the local school system's pretty active.
Yeah, and we're having class elections, too.
Oh, you one of the promising young candidates?
Cut it out, Mom.
You have no political ambitions, huh?
Nah, that kind of junk's for the swingers. So long, Mom. So long, Jeff.
Bye, Wally.
All right. Well, I'd say that so far our homeroom has an excellent list of candidates to submit to the sophomore class. There are four other homerooms, so I think it'll be an interesting race. And now we're ready for nominations for president. Yes, Ron?
Mr. Hyatt, I nominate Lumpy, Clarence Rutherford for president.
Clarence Rutherford. Are there any seconds to that nomination?
I second the nomination.
All right. Clarence Rutherford. Any more nominations? Haskell?
Mr. Hyatt, I should like to nominate Wallace Cleaver.
I second the nomination of Wallace Cleaver.
All right. Wallace Cleaver. Well, with one or two notable exceptions, I think we have a very fine list of candidates to submit to the sophomore class. Now, the elections will be on Friday, and I hope all your campaigning will not interfere with your normal schoolwork.
Boy, Mom, I'll have the neatest cake at the whole cake sale.
Well, I just put everything else aside this afternoon and I baked it.
Thanks, Mom.
You're welcome. Beaver, would you help me carry these up to the linen closet?
Sure, Mom. Mom, later, will you put the cake someplace so it won't get rotten overnight?
I'll do that, Beaver.
Boy, that is... My pal and my buddy... What a dirty trick. Never again. Never again. Boy, if I had him right here... After all I've done for him. Nobody else in the world will talk to him. I'll talk to him. Boy, how does he repay me? Just tell me how.
Wally! Wally, that's the cake I baked for Beaver School.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mom.
You can have a cookie if you want to. How the nominations turned out at school?
Terrible. I got nominated for class president.
Well, that's wonderful. We never had a president in the family before.
That's it, Mom. Go ahead. Make it worse. Hey, what are you doing with my sweater on?
Gee, Wally, I just wanted to see what I'd look like when I got in high school.
Yeah, well, take it off before you slob it up or something.
Gee, Wally, what's the matter with you?
Yeah, that crummy Eddie Haskell did me a dirty trick.
What kind of a dirty trick?
He went and nominated me for class president.
Gee, Wally, I'd like you to be president.
How come?
Well, then I could go to school and say, my brother's the president, and all the guys would hang around me.
Why should I go to all the trouble of being class president just to make you a big shot?
Okay.
Come in, Eddie.
Good afternoon, Mrs. Cleaver.
Good afternoon.
Is Wally home?
Yes, he's up in his room.
The reason I didn't come over here earlier is I have a job after school now. I'm working for my father.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. He's training me to take over his business someday. Like Mr. Rockefeller did with his son.
Well, that's fine, Eddie.
We own a garage, you know. Hey, Wally.
Hi, Eddie.
Hello, Eddie.
Hiya, Squirt. What's new in kindergarten? How's it going, Mr. President?
Cut it out, will you, Eddie? What did you go and nominate me for?
What do you mean? The way I see it, you got just as much chance to win as those other creeps.
Well, thanks a lot.
Listen, Wally, I'd like to see you be class president. A guy likes to have a friend in City Hall. With me pulling the strings, we could put that school in our pocket.
Now, don't be dumb, Eddie. Anyway, who's going to vote for me?
What are you running yourself down for all the time? Now, I'm not saying you're in my class, but you're not a clod or anything.
Maybe Eddie's right, Wally. Maybe you're not.
Sure, I'm right. You got letters in three sports. The teachers like you. And I heard Mary Ellen Rogers say that she thought you looked like Lloyd Bridges.
What are you doing, Eddie? Giving me the business?
Look, I'm leveling with you. Now, I'm not saying you got the greatest personality in the world, but even if you are a little weird, you got more on the ball than the lump. Get with it, kid. Your country needs you.
Hi, dear.
Oh, hi. This all the mail?
Uh-huh. Oh. Ward, guess what? Wally's been nominated president of the sophomore class.
Well, good.
He says it's terrible.
Well, why would he say that? Seems to me it's something to be proud of.
I know, dear. And I think you should tell him that.
Well, if he's going to take that attitude, I guess we can't force him.
But Ward, he'd make such a sweet president. Well, after all, he's one of the nicest-looking boys in the class.
That's a very dangerous philosophy, dear. It's put too many men in the White House.
I'll get it, dear. Oh, good evening, Fred.
Good evening, Joan. Is Mr. C in?
It's Fred Rutherford, dear. Mr. C is in a den.
In that case, I'll beard the lion. In his den, you know.
Hello, Fred.
Notice this folder lying on your desk this evening after you left the office. I glanced through it and saw it was highly confidential.
Thanks, Fred.
Didn't think you wanted it lying around for prying eyes.
Well, I certainly appreciate your taking the trouble of going through my private papers.
Oh, not at all. Say, my boy Clarence mentioned to me today that he's running for the president of the sophomore class.
Oh, I thought your boy was a junior.
No, we held him back a year. Don't want to rush him just because he's above average.
Yeah, sure, Fred.
Oh, I understand your boy Wally is running against Clarence. Tough break for your boy.
Well, I don't think Wally's particularly interested in the elections, Fred.
Yes, I imagine it sort of took the wind out of his sails when he came up against Clarence. Well, I've got a scoop. Gwendolyn and I are having dinner with the Andersons. He's president of the trust company. He's had his eye on me for a long time.
Oh, is that so? What have you been up to, Fred?
Well, I... Oh. Good night, boy.
Good night, Fred.
Is Fred gone?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then would you tell the boys supper's ready?
Yeah. Say, June, you know, I think I'll really have a talk with Wally tonight at supper.
What about, dear?
What about?
Well, imagine a boy without enough gumption to want to be class president.
Gumption? Well, for land's sakes, Granny.
Well, Wally, are we flying tonight?
No, Dad, we're cutting our meat.
Well, just pull your elbows in.
Gee, Dad, first you make a joke, and then when he laughs, you yell at him.
What am I doing wrong now, Dad?
Oh, nothing. I understand you were nominated for class president and that you're not in the least interested.
Yeah, I'd feel creepy running for stuff.
Well, that's fine, I guess, Wally, but what are you going to do when you get out in the business world? You're going to just sit back and let all the other fellows get the advances and the promotions while you just stay at your desk in a little cubby hole in the back room?
Well, gee, Dad, I was thinking about being a tree surgeon.
Wally, Father just feels that you should have a little more gumption.
Oh, yeah, sure, Dad.
What's gumption?
I think you should look on this as a challenge, Wally. I mean, you know, as long as you've been nominated, I think you ought to try to get out of your shell and show a little aggressiveness. After all, you don't want to let a lumpy get ahead of you, do you? You see, I know you do very well with athletics, but I think in school social activities you should be a leader and not just a follower.
Yeah, but gee, Dad, I don't know how to go about it. I don't even know half the guys in the sophomore class.
So you don't know half the guys in the class. What do you do about it?
Look, you're in school. Here comes a student you don't know. You walk right up to him and you say, "How do you do? My name is Wally Cleaver. I'm running for class president, and I'd appreciate your vote."
Hey, Dad, you're real funny tonight.
I don't think your father was trying to be funny, Beaver.
Well, Wally, what do you say? You going to try for this thing and be proud of yourself on election day, or are you going to just slouch around and be a nothing on election day?
Yeah. I guess I'm going to try it, Dad.
Of course you are. I don't know how important heredity is, but I was president of my fraternity in college.
Yeah, it might not be so bad being class president.
What's gumption?
If you boys are ready, you can get your desserts.
Okay, come on, Wally. Wally, what's a fraternity?
It's a thing they got in college where guys can hang around and goof off.
Dad was president of one of them?
Yeah, I guess so.
Hey, Wally. Before we go home, you want to go over to the gym, shoot some baskets?
Nah, if I'm running for class president, I gotta drum up some votes.
Gee, yesterday you were against it.
Well, yeah, but a guy just can't sit back. He's gotta be aggressive.
You're going to be aggressive? This I've got to see.
Excuse me. I'm Wally Cleaver, and I'm running for sophomore president. I sure appreciate your vote.
Well, Wally, you don't have to introduce yourself to me. Well, I've known you since grammar school.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Francis. I already knew her.
Yeah, but you're doing all right. Go, man, go.
Hey, excuse me. I'm Wally Cleaver, and I'm running for sophomore president, and I'd sure appreciate your vote.
Yeah, sure, Cleaver. I've seen you around.
Yeah, well, so long. Nice seeing you again, man.
Hey.
Excuse me, I'm Wally Cleaver, and I'm running for the sophomore president,
hey.
And I...
This character's only a freshman. Don't go being nice to people who can't help you. Oh, beat it, Buster.
Hey, guys, now, don't forget, you know, when the elections come, Cleaver for president, Cleaver, yeah, hold on.
Now you're operating.
Oh, here, let me get that for you. Cleaver for president. Yeah, well, I sure would appreciate that. I'm Wally Cleaver, and I'm running for the sophomore class presidency, and I'd sure appreciate a vote.
What are you, Cleaver? A wise guy?
Hey, Lumpy.
Hey, what do you suppose has happened to Cleaver?
I don't know. He's always been so natural.
Yeah, now since he's running for class president, all of a sudden he's making like a big wheel.
Well, I'd rather vote for Lumpy Rutherford. At least he's always been a creep.
Fred, I'm home.
Well, hi there, Beaver. How was the cake sale at school?
It was real neat, Mom. Our class sold 6 cakes and 2 dozen cookies, and Angela Valentine brought a baked Alaskan, and your cake got $1.75.
Well, sounds like the cake sale was pretty successful.
All except for Larry Mandel. The Steiners had to send him to the principal's office.
What for?
For eating up his whole cake on the way to school. Poor Wally.
Honey, I think he's in the living room phoning.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah, well, listen, Julius, if you get Frank and Kenny to vote for me for president, Eddie and I will vote for you for treasurer. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, Julius, that's the way you got to do business. Give a little to get a little. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, and I know a couple of girls who will vote for you. Well, sure, they'll vote for you, Julius. They never heard of you. Yeah. Yeah, okay, pal. It's a deal.
Boy, Wally. You're sure not acting like Wally.
Well, this is a way to get votes, Beaver.
Oh, hi, fellas.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hi, Dad.
Your mother told me you were in here making calls, Wally.
Yeah, Dad. I'm lining up votes. So far, I've got 13 for sures and 5 maybes.
Well, Cleaver for president.
Yeah, Dad. I got Eddie to paint him. Except he made my name too small.
Well, Beaver, your brother's really swinging, isn't he?
Yeah, Dad. Yesterday, you wanted to be a tree surgeon.
Yeah. Well, Wally, I guess this is all fine. I just hope you're not pressing too hard, though.
But, gee, Dad, I've got to. There's a lot of sharp guys running. And you ought to see that Lumpy. He was in the mall shop today treating all the guys to sodas. Yeah, Eddie says Lumpy's got his old man backing him. I mean, his father.
Yeah, well, look, Wally, I think I ought to...
Dad, excuse me. Cleaver here. Oh, hiya, Walter. Yeah, listen, pal, I know Thompson's a good friend of yours, but, you know, I've done you a lot of favors. And, so how about loosening it up with a vote, huh?
Keep up the good work.
Oh, come on, Walter. Look at all the things I've done for you. Look, remember last summer...
Well, Beaver, your brother's quite the politician, isn't he?
Yeah, Dad. Yeah. It wasn't my school. I was appointed playground monitor.
Playground monitor? What's that?
Well, at recess, you show the new kids where the washrooms are.
Hi, dear. You're home early.
Yeah, well, today's election day. How'd Wally make out?
He lost.
I had a feeling he would. Lumpy didn't win, did he?
No. Wally told me the president of the sophomore class is somebody called the horse.
Well, I'd rather say him lose to the horse than to the lump.
Why do you have a feeling he'd lose?
Oh, the way he was going at it. You know, making deals and hanging up posters and giving everybody the glad hand.
Dear, I thought that's the way you told him to act.
I did. He shouldn't have listened to me.
Well, he might have lost anyway.
Yeah, but at least he'd have had the satisfaction of losing with his own personality. I acted like the typical father, didn't I?
Well, dear, he's up in his room. Why don't you go up and see if you can repair the damage?
Yeah, I guess I should. Dear, when I get all wound up like this, why don't you stop me?
Well, look, Ward, if you hadn't urged him last year, he never would have made the track team.
Well, yes, but you don't have to warp your whole personality to run the 100-yard dash.
Heck, Dan, I'm not sore at you.
Well, I wouldn't blame you if you were, Wally. I'm afraid I made you look pretty silly with all my advice.
Yeah, I guess a lot of the kids did think I was kind of creepy. But heck, Dan, I'll live.
Well, anyway, son, I'm sorry. I really gave you a bump steer.
How come you gave him a bad steer, Dad?
Oh, I guess it's just all part of being a father, Beaver. Your boy makes the football team, and you visualize him scoring touchdowns all over the place. Gets an A in mathematics, and you see him as an atomic scientist landing on the moon. Maybe even Picture him marrying the banker's daughter.
Gee, Dad. I thought only kids had goofy dreams like that.
No, Beaver. No, parents have their share, too. You see, as you grow older, you come to realize that some of the ambitions and dreams you had are just not going to come true. So you begin to dream through your children.
You mean Mr. Rutherford dreams through Lumpy?
Of course he does. I don't guess there's a father around anywhere who doesn't want things to be a little better for his children than they were for him. Well, okay, guys?
Okay, Dad.
You know, Wally, when I grow up, to make Dad happy, I just might land on the moon and marry the banker's daughter.
Cut it out, Beaver.
Well, I might.
Hey, Wally. Boy, did you let me down. After I went out on a limb and nominated you and everything. Okay, so I lost. The horse will make a better president anyway. What are you trying to be, wise guy? A good loser or something? Well, he will.
Hi, guys.
Hi, Lumpy.
Congratulations, Wally.
It's pretty good getting 52 votes. Yeah, it would look pretty good to a guy who got 9.
Eddie, would you like a punch in the nose?
Okay, okay. Don't you take a little kidding?
It's not funny. My dad made a big deal out of it. He's not even speaking to me for losing.
I wish my pop had stopped speaking to me. It sure cut down on all the screaming and yelling around my house.
Did your dad get all shook up about you losing?
No. He even said it was kind of his own fault.
Ah, cut it out, Wally. No dad would ever say that in a million years.
Okay, you guys can believe what you want.
Coming up next on Leave It to Beaver, an episode that was ahead of its time for a network situation comedy, an episode that deals frankly with the subject of alcoholism. Stay tuned for Beaver and Andy, only on TV Land.